Om Shanti. As we continue our journey together with this aim to research and discover and experience different aspects of truth, we can't but bring into our awareness, we can't but give our attention to our home. What is the first feeling that emerges in our heart when we think of a home? Perhaps security, a feeling of belonging, and a sense of comfort, rest. Home is definitely a place we all and always look forward to. And isn't it great news? This news that we can give to the world, that everyone has a home. And a real home. Not a home that is a temporary perishable house for the temporary perishable body, but an eternal, imperishable, real home for eternal, imperishable beings of light who are the real people. Usually when we say people, we mean bodies, but the real people are not the bodies, are not the costumes, but these actors of light. And this news is especially great for the ones who do not have a roof over their head at the physical stage. It would be such a lottery for them to hear, to remember that they have a real home in eternity. And this home is the sweetest, the best in all aspects. However, there is a but. And this but is related to the ignorance. Ignorance is the root problem, the only problem to all the other problems that ever exist in various forms. This is why Baba starts his role by giving us knowledge, by giving us his wisdom. And it is only with Baba's Gyan that is so simple and yet so deep, so accurate and thorough, that our intellect can be purified. And when our intellect becomes clean again, then it can see the separation between the two worlds. On the one side, there is the material, physical world of the senses, where the material bodies, the physical costumes, belong. And on the other side, there is the spiritual world, where souls, eternal points of light, the actors, the real beings belong. So when our intellect becomes foggy and the vision blurred, we start mixing these two worlds which are otherwise so different and so separate. So we have reached this stage now where qualities such as security, belonging, comfort, that are innate and they are the very nature of the soul and which are meant to be experienced without conditions, are now mixed and always associated to the physical world. So, unless we see and address this confusion, it will never be possible to experience reality, and it will never be possible to experience whatever exists in reality. Because, as we said, on the physical level, everything is lifeless and temporary. Temporary shapes of matter. Just a platform for the actors to play. But on the spiritual level, this is where the real world is, and this is where the real home exists. So let us now give our attention, this precious energy of the self. Let us bring into our awareness the big picture. With ordinary vision, we just see the physical world and we get trapped into its details. But with Baba's Gyan, we can bring in our awareness the broader picture and can see not only the physical world, which is a performance, a drama going on, but we can see what is beyond the stage. We can see the real home. And this home, as we know and as we have experienced, but it looks like these experiences can always be deeper and deeper. And this is what we are doing now. We give them attention and focused attention, concentration, in order to experience them in a deeper level. So now we bring in our awareness the main features, the main qualities of the home. This home means eternity. This home is eternal. So can we grasp now this experience? It is very easy to say eternity, immortality, to speak about soul, Baba. So easy to use these amazing aspects of truth in an ordinary way. And this is the aim of these sharings together, to see how extraordinary every aspect of Gyan is. And as it was mentioned earlier in the first session, the first step always is to make sure that any aspect of truth is seen, is experienced by the true self, the true I. And the true I has nothing to do with the role. So we make the role very, very small. We leave the role in the drama. We make the drama distant. And we now see the actor free in his home. And within this home, there is such deep silence. And again, in order to experience the newness, the subtlety, the greatness of truth, because all aspects of truth are great, are extraordinary. But in order to experience them as great, as extraordinary as they are, we need to use also the power of concentration. So let us aim now to explore, to research, and to discover by using this power that we have. So we use our undistracted attention to see the world of light, the world of silence that coexists together with the physical world. So the bodies, the costumes, sit in one corner somewhere in this huge physical theater. We let them sit quietly, but attention now is in the dimension of spiritual light, the dimension of eternal, constant silence. This is the real home, and only the real beings of light, the real people, can experience this home without any thought about the story. One thought is enough to blur the vision so that then we cannot experience the home. That's why we make sure that gently our attention remains here in this home. And this home was never created, so we grasp that there has never been a beginning to it, and there will never be an end. Eternal. And it exists in a constant way. There is not a gap of even a second. Can we grasp this? So it is trustworthy because it is always there. There can never be a thought of fear that I don't have a home. It's always there, and it's for everyone, regardless the role that someone may play on the physical world. Maybe someone plays the role of a homeless one, but that is just a role, and that homelessness refers to the body, to the role. That is all a fiction, it's just a role. But we now are dealing with reality, with real beings of light and real home. And this home is so sweet, always welcoming. So knowing that this home is always there. Naturally, there is this feeling of security. When you know that you have a home, such a sweet home where you can just be yourself. In fact, you can be here only when you are yourself, without any confusion that would bring all sorts of stories and corporeal feelings, feelings of vices, feelings of ravan. No, one can be here only in clarity, as a point of light, which is the only true self. And this true self in the true home feels naturally secure, because not only the home is eternal and sweet, a real home, but the one who is here experiencing the home He he knows that he has nothing else except the home and whatever belongs here, which is the family of beings of light and Baba. And all of them, everyone here, is full and perfect. Here there is no ego to put any pressure to make you feel that you need to please someone or to suppress yourself or to create any wrong feeling. Ego cannot enter in this home. That's why the soul feels secure, because it is only the ego that feels insecure, because in confusion and identifying with the role, one thinks that has something and he's afraid that he may lose it at some point. But here is a point of light in the home. You know that you don't have anything from the trauma, but you have everything within you and within the home. You have happiness, you have love, you have peace, you have bliss, you have eternity, you have immortality, and all of them in a constant way, imperishable, and you can never lose them as long as you are without confusion. So that's why there is this feeling of security, because you have nothing to lose. You have everything, but in the form of your natural nature. So no fear to lose anything. But this can only be experienced when at home, when in clarity, when you are the true self. And comfort and rest, because there's no pressure, the pressure from the ego that wants you to do something or to be someone that you are not. Here you are yourself. What more comfortable feeling than being yourself, especially when yourself happens to be the angel that belongs to God, someone perfect. And there is this feeling of comfort because, again, there is no the pressure of the ego. The ego always puts some kind of pressure. And this extremely fortunate eternal being of light, who is perfect, the perfect eternal home, knows that this home is where he comes from. It is this space that he comes from when he enters the stage to play. And he also knows that this is a place to return to when the role finishes. This is the place where the eternal actor and the family of actors belongs to. And this home is the same home of God. Baba himself, God himself, is always here. Not only each actor is perfect, in this sweet, silent home. There is silent presence of Baba. So we stay for a few minutes. Here, in this divine, silent home. We, the divine stars, silent, perfect, full like a seed. In total rest, experiencing perfect, eternal, constant security. And knowing, a natural knowing, that this is the home we belong in eternity. And when these stars use their body on the stage, they remain secure. They remain in comfort, light, clean from any feeling, based on the role they play. They remain as clean as they are when they're at home. And they also remain very clear about where they're going to. They know that they come from the dimension of light, and they will always go back there. This is where they belong. So while on the stage, they enjoy the play, experiencing the security of their home. Om Shanti.